Jackson Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Purging the Pentagon, President Trump has dismissed a range of high-ranking officials at the Defense Department.
President Trump has fired Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General C.Q. Brown, and the Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral Lisa Franchetti. General Brown had been named by President Biden as the military's top officer and principal military advisor to the president just 16 months ago. Trump also fired the Vice Chief of Staff of the Air Force and the top uniformed lawyers for the Army, Navy, and Air Force. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
Trump said he's nominating retired Air Force Lieutenant General Dan Kane, nicknamed Raisin Kane, to be the next Joint Chiefs Chairman. Across the country from the Pentagon, firing the fire chief.
I just met with Chief Crowley and removed her as fire chief.
L.A. Mayor Karen Bass is giving two reasons for Kristen Crowley's firing 6 weeks after the devastating Palisades fire that destroyed or damaged thousands of homes. Her alleged refusal to complete an after-action report on the disaster and staffing levels at the Los Angeles Fire Department on January 7th, when life-threatening and destructive fire weather had been forecast.
That's CBS News Los Angeles reporter Michelle Gili. The Associated Press is suing three Trump administration officials over access to presidential events. It's citing freedom of speech as the Trump administration is blocking the AP's access to cover events. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosen takes a look at the case.
Federal judge who will be hearing the Associated Press's plea for emergency relief was appointed by Donald Trump. He could take the position that the AP can write about the Trump administration all they want, but it doesn't guarantee them a press credential to ask questions in the Oval Office and on Air Force One. Such access is a privilege, not a right. But such a ruling would be difficult to reconcile with longstanding First Amendment precedent.
The dispute arises from the way the Associated Press refers to the body of water the president has named the Gulf of America. Another transfer of Hamas hostages to Israel is expected in a few hours, even as the BBC's Mark Lowen reports from Tel Aviv. Controversy continues over the most recent transfer.
On Thursday, the group released four bodies, including Mr. Bibas's two children, Ariel and Kafir, and they said his wife, Shiri. After Israel's forensics team said the remains were not, in fact, hers, Hamas handed over another body, which it claimed was the correct one. It's now being examined here in Israel.
A federal judge has indefinitely adjourned New York City Mayor Eric Adams' fraud criminal trial, but has not yet dismissed the case, as requested by the Justice Department. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Wisconsin gets the win at Purdue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Number 16th ranked Wisconsin with a huge victory today on the road over number 7th ranked Purdue. The final 94-84. Favor of Wisconsin, the Badgers trailed by 9, and then Kamari McGee ejected on a controversial call, the refs saying he hit a Purdue player below the belt who was setting a pick, head coach Greg Gard after the win.
You know, with Kamari getting ejected from the game, I think they just threw gas on our fire. And obviously, just big play after big play. Klesmet was big down the stretch. John Tanjay made big shots. They found each other in terms of milking a layup or a back cut for a dunk. And then how about Jack Janicki? First time in Mackey as a freshman, and he's out there like he's been here 10 times. So, heck of a team effort. Really proud of this group. You know, that's a really good team on the other side. But as I told them, we're for real. We're really good ourselves.
John Tanjay led with 32 points. The Badgers now begin a three-game home stretch Tuesday night against Illinois. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Trust fund kid Elon Musk has drawn a lot of political criticism lately, but now he's under fire for being a bad parent from his own father. Errol Musk appeared on the Wide Awake podcast and said that his son will probably shoot him for saying this, but Elon is not a good father. This comes after rumors that Musk had fathered a 13th child, somehow with 16 women. Should probably fact check that. It's important to note that just a couple years ago, Errol Musk admitted to having a second child with his stepdaughter, who was only 4 years old when he married the child's mother, according to Rolling Stone. Errol and the girl's mom have two children of their own, as Musk apparently wanted his future baby mama to have playmates. For the record, Rolling Stone also reported that Elon Musk is not a fan of his father. He called him a terrible human being who has done every evil thing or crime you could possibly imagine, which is probably why they decided not to have kids together. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and not as cold tonight, a low of 5 to 10. Mostly sunny and warmer tomorrow, a high around 30 and mid-30s with increasing clouds Sunday. Much above average temperatures continue through next week with some minor chances for rain. Currently, it's 17 degrees.
Pat Kreitlow
will not be around Monday morning. Luke Mathers will handle a Civic Media Mornings review of weekend headlines as he and Greg hold down the fort.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Remember when Trump was lying and Vance were both lying about Haitian immigrants down in Springfield, Ohio, eating cats and dogs? Of course, Haitian immigrants are largely black as opposed to, you know, Central and South American immigrants who are mostly brown. And Republicans in their hierarchy of hate, brown people are kind of in the middle, probably with Jews. I'm not sure. Maybe they hate Jews more than black people. But black people tend to get most of the hate that is directed toward people who just have the misfortune or good fortune, depending on your perspective, to be born with a gene that alters the color of their skin or that makes the color of the skin this or that or the other thing. And so, I think going after Haitians was low-hanging fruit for them, and this is why they literally lied repeatedly, even though their lies were being called out. Now, this is the sort of thing that, you know, if a Democrat did this, if Joe Biden had told some lie about, you know, some group in America, he wouldn't have politically survived it. But on the Republican side, lies are just fine as long as they serve the purpose of keeping Republicans in power, or as long as they serve the purpose of hurting the people Republicans hate, and Republicans hate black people. And so Haiti is in arguably one of the worst crises in the world right now, and it's in our hemisphere. And frankly, I think that we bear a lot of responsibility for this, from the Haitian Revolution forward. Haiti having to pay reparations to France for centuries or for decades and et cetera, et cetera. I mean, I need not revisit the history. I've been there a couple times, too. And, it's a really rough place. And right now, the country is largely run by gangs and killers. And there's 521,000 Haitians who have fled Haiti and come to the United States looking for asylum. I'm talking legal refugees, people who have come to the United States and applied for refugee status, and it has been granted to them, at least on a temporary basis. It's called temporary protected status, TPS. The Trump administration yesterday announced that they are ending the temporary status, protected status for all 521,000 Haitians. Excuse me, I'm sneezing here. For all 521,000 Haitians as of August 3rd of this year. So a 500,000 people who are in the United States right now who know that if they go back to Haiti, or at least for many of them, if they go back to Haiti, they will be killed. They have left behind family, friends, homes, businesses, whatever. I mean, they have fled the country. And you don't just do that because, gee, I think I'll take a vacation. They're not going after Norwegian immigrants. You know, actually, I believe the group with the largest number of illegal immigrants in the United States are citizens of the United Kingdom, Britain and Ireland, and excuse me, in Northern Ireland, and the Irish. I mean, there's a lot of white illegal citizens or illegal immigrants in the United States. I've known one of them for 50 years. I mean, he came to MSU to go to school as a exchange student or as a student from the UK, and just stayed. And he's still here, and he's still illegal. But he's got white skin, so nobody's questioning him. In fact, that British accent people find rather charming. So here it is. They're going to send the Haitians back to Haiti, many to a certain death. These people call themselves Christians, these Republicans. In Matthew 25, Jesus said, you know, one of the things that you have to do if you want to join me in heaven is to welcome the stranger. Yeah. Meanwhile, speaking of Christians, the most persecuted group, the most fragile group in Iran, are Iranian Christians. And there is a bunch of Iranian Christians in the United States as well, who also are here looking for refugee status. So here's this story from USA Today, usatoday.com. Sitting on a bed in a hotel room surrounded by eight other people, including several children. Oh, it starts out, the young woman in the video sounds desperate. Sitting on a bed in a hotel room surrounded by eight other people, including several children, she explains to the camera that they're all Iranian Christians who journeyed to the U.S.-Mexico border near Tijuana to seek asylum. They were then shackled and flown 6 hours in a military plane to Panama. All our cases are legitimate, she says, her eyes burrowing with worry. I'm a protester in Iran with a record. I can't go back. She will be put to death if she's returned to Iran. And we just refuse to let her entrance into the United States. The beacon of liberty. Give me your tired, you're hungry, you're poor. Yeah. Christians. And like I said, you know, these Republicans call themselves Christians. Jesus would be, you know, overturning their tables and coming after them with a whip. Hillary Walsh is an immigration attorney in Phoenix who's been working with the Iranians here in the United States looking for asylum. And she said, this is unprecedented. It's not making asylum law hard. It's eliminating asylum law. Asylum is something, by the way, that not only does American law require, but international law requires. This, again, from USA Today, the migrants were told that detention centers there were full and that they would be taken to Texas. This is when they arrived at the U.S.-Mexico border in Tijuana. The migrants were told that the detention centers in Tijuana were full and that they would be taken to Texas, Walsh said. Instead, they were shackled, boarded onto a C-17 military cargo plane, and flown to Panama. They tied our hands and feet, says this young Iranian woman in the video, which as of Wednesday had been shared more than 160,000 times. Women and children, she says, were getting sick and fainting. You could hear cries and horrifying noises from the plane. USA Today notes, or the author of this piece notes, Iranian Christians present a particularly compelling asylum case, according to immigration advocates, because the Iranian government prohibits converting from Islam to any religion. Sharia or Islamic religious law, as interpreted by the government, considers conversion from Islam apostasy, a crime punishable by death, according to the U.S. State Department. They add the use of military cargo flights is baffling because U.S. officials could transport migrants on commercial charter flights for a fraction of the cost. I think that this has been dealt with, Rachel Maddow dealt with this at some length on her program on MSNBC. The bottom line is that Trump is trying to look tough. He wants to have a show. And, you know, loading people with, well, they put it on social media yesterday or the day before, this whole thing, where they were, you know, to the sound of the chains. These people were shackled and chained as they marched onto a big American Air Force cargo plane. It's insane. Meanwhile, the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers are going back to the scene of the crime, proudly. They made the announcement, Enrique Tarrio, at CPAC. He said, we're going to make an announcement. We got a press conference we're going to hold tomorrow in front of the Capitol. One of the main reasons we came, it's like the FU aspect of it. In other words, the Proud Boys and the Three Percenters are the Oath Keepers are coming back to the Capitol to give the middle finger to the Capitol Police, the Metro DC Police, and Congress. Screw you guys. We're here with Trump. Now, their presser says that no members of Congress are expected to join them. I'm wondering why they're not inviting Barry Loudermilk, you know, the guy who gave them tours, the congressman from Georgia who gave them tours of the secure areas within the Capitol building to figure out where best to break in to attack the Capitol, you know, the following day or within that week, just in the days immediately preceding January 6th. And apparently Loudermilk wasn't the only one. Apparently there were several who gave tours to these people. Another thing that has fallen down the memory hole. This is nuts. It's 15, it's almost 16 minutes past the hour, 15 and a half minutes past the hour. A creepy Missouri Republican wants to set up a registry of women at risk of having an abortion. How does that work? I'll tell you about that right after the break. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Right back with more of the news of the day and your calls on Anything Goes Weekend. Stick around. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen. No fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless. So we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over a million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. You know, we're just human beings here. I don't always eat healthy. You don't always eat healthy. That's why doctors created Field of Greens. A delicious glass of Field of Greens daily is like nutritional armor for your body. Each fruit and vegetable was doctor selected for a specific health benefit. There's a heart health group, a lungs and kidney group, metabolism, even healthy weight. I enjoy the energy I get with Field of Greens, but most of all, I love the confidence that even if I have a cheat day and binge out on cookies, I can enjoy it guilt-free because of Field of Greens. It's the nutrition my body needs daily. And only Field of Greens makes you this better health promise. Have you ever heard this from anybody else? Your doctor will notice your improved health or you get your money back. So let me get you started with my special discount. I got you 20% off your first order. Just use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com when you check out. That's code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 20% off your first order at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com. Use that code TOM.
Escalator, smug and loud. Said it drained the swamp, but he fed the crowd. Lies like a flood, truth on the run. Turn the White House into a loaded gun. Fear and fury, that's his play. Set the match, then walks away. Burn it down and claim no blame, while the people pay for his twisted game. He's shot and all, a wrecking ball. Break the law, deny it.
Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. So this creepy Missouri Republican, Phil Amato, has introduced a piece of legislation in the Missouri legislature. Now, the backstory to this is that I believe it was last November. It might have been prior to that. There was a ballot initiative in Missouri that legalized abortion, and it passed by a wide margin. And so just this last weekend, abortion began again in Missouri. Abortion clinics opened back up. They had been paused for a while because the legislature had put into place a law that, you know, a zoning kind of law, you know, a licensing requirements and all this kind. And it was just a way of preventing abortion clinics from opening in Missouri. And a state judge said, no, that's illegal. You guys are overstepping your power there, the Republicans in the legislature. So abortion is legal now in Missouri. So this guy has introduced this bill, House Bill 807, the Save Missouri Babies Act. And Phil Amato calls it eHarmony for Babies. And here's how it works. Once this law is put into place, if you are a woman and you are pregnant in Missouri, your doctor notifies the state. The state then hooks you individually, you, the pregnant woman, hooks you up with a couple that has registered with the state, an infertile couple who has registered with the state, that they are willing to adopt a child. So that that couple who wants to adopt the child can essentially harass you, the pregnant woman, into not getting an abortion. The state will give them your personal private contact information. They'll have your phone number, they'll have your email address, they'll have your address, your physical address, they can come over and knock on your door, they you know, whatever. Or at least that's how this bill seems that it's going to play out. This is if the government decides that you are at risk of seeking an abortion. And what the hell does that mean? Nobody knows. It doesn't say in the legislation. So presumably, every pregnant woman in Missouri is at risk of having an abortion because, hey, if you're pregnant, you can get an abortion, at least in the first 6 months or less. By the way, eHarmony for Babies is already a thing. There are already a whole bunch of websites and services, mostly run by nonprofit organizations, some run by the Catholic Church, where people who want to adopt can sign up and where pregnant women can sign up and the pregnant woman is hooked up with the people who want to adopt. You know, one of my kids did this to adopt a child. I mean, I've seen it up close and personal. It's a wonderful system. It works really well. But it's based on the pregnant woman saying, you know, I actually want to have this baby and I want to give it away. Rather than the state coming in and saying, hey, lady, you're pregnant. This couple over here wants to talk to you. We gave them your phone number. They're going to come knock on your door. We gave them your address. They can spam your email. This is just crazy. But this, somehow Republicans think that if they can just harass women enough, that women will roll over and do whatever Republicans want. They want to harass them into not voting. Right? Not only do you have to have a birth certificate and a driver's license, but they have to have the same name on them. And if they don't have the same name, this is the SAVE Act, which Congress is going to vote on next week. If they don't have the same name and you don't have a letter from a judge saying that you actually went through a legal process to change your name, if you simply got married and thought, hey, a marriage certificate is enough, you can't vote. And the Republicans will tell you, oh, we love women. Yeah, Donald Trump loves women. We know how that works, right? Don't we?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls right after the break. Stay with us.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315, 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News special report. In a Friday night Pentagon purge, President Trump has abruptly fired Air Force General C.Q. Brown Jr. as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the nation's highest-ranking military officer. Trump is nominating three-star retired Air Force Lieutenant General Dan Raisin Kane to be the next chairman. CBS News national security consultant Jeff McCausland.
It is very unusual to have a three-star replace a four-star. So in terms of the nomination process, he would have to not only be confirmed for this job by the United States Senate in the confirmation process, but his promotion to four-star general would also have to be confirmed.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announced the firing of the Chief of Naval Operations and the Vice Chief of Staff of the Air Force.
On top of that, Hegseth is asking for nominations for Judge Advocates General of the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force.
CBS News Pentagon reporter Eleanor Watson. CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Toscano.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. More odd yet not surprising news from the Kanye West camp. The New York Post reports that those close to Kanye say he is inhaling nitrous oxide, or laughing gas. Love that stuff. The Post reports that the drug was a major issue between West and recently estranged wife Bianca Censori. According to the Post, West reps are blaming his dentist, Thomas Connolly, for getting him hooked on nitrous again because it messes up his memory, adding that Connolly wants to steal millions of dollars from the rapper. How much cash does Kanye carry on him when he goes to the dentist? Yeah, I'm talking to you. One of the most famous scenes from the film Taxi Driver was Robert De Niro's character, Travis Bickle, asking that very question. De Niro recently appeared on Live with Mark and Kelly and said the whole scene was improvised. Bobby Dee was nominated for an Oscar for the role. Plans for a sequel to Taxi Driver were ultimately scrapped in 2013 because Martin Scorsese was unhappy with the script. Apparently, there were not enough ad-libs in the world to save it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin gets the win at Purdue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Number 16th ranked Wisconsin with a huge victory today on the road over number 7th ranked Purdue. The final 94-84 in favor of Wisconsin. The Badgers trailed by 9. And then Kamari McGee ejected on a controversial call. The refs saying he hit a Purdue player below the belt who was setting a pick. Head coach Greg Gard after the win.
You know, with Kamari getting ejected from the game, I think they just threw gas on our fire. And obviously just big play after big play. Klesman was big down the stretch. John Tanjay made big shots. They found each other in terms of milking a layup or a back cut for a dunk. And then how about Jack Janicki? First time in Mackey as a freshman, and he's out there like he's been here 10 times. So heck of a team effort. Really proud of this group. That's a really good team on the other side. But as I told them, we're for real. We're really good ourselves.
John Tanjay led with 32 points. The Badgers now begin a three-game home stretch Tuesday night against Illinois. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and not as cold tonight, a low of 5 to 10. Mostly sunny and warmer tomorrow, a high around 30 and mid-30s with increasing clouds Sunday. Much above average temperatures continue through next week with some minor chances for rain. Currently, we're at 15.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manor is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree with whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Monday, we kick off at 2 p.m. with a discussion of Maggie's Metrics. What makes local officials and elected judges good, bad, or just downright ugly? We discuss next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
They even have solutions for pets. Whether CB Distillery is already part of your routine or you've been curious about trying CBD, now's the time to stock up and save up to 40% off. Discover the healing benefits of CBD and save up to 40% on everything. Visit cbdistillery.com and enter the code VIP. That's cbdistillery.com, code VIP, to save up to 40% on everything. cbdistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
Or kneel to the strong man with blood on his hands. He's turning our schools to his factory line, where history's twisted and truth is a crime. He bows before tyrants, he dreams of their might. He'll break every treaty, abandon the fight. He purges the soldiers who dare to say no. Will Republicans stand up or just let it go? So tell me now, tell me plain, will you break free or bow in shame? The warning is clear, the hour is nigh, will you stand? Or let it die. He builds up his prisons in lands far away where laws have no
power.
Welcome
back. 36 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Karen in Ventura, California. Hey, Karen, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I just want to run something by you. I called two of my senators and my congressman this morning and just left some comments. And something I've been frustrated for a really long time that you talk about all the time is how the left isn't counteracting the industry that the right has with lying to everybody. Hmm. And so I've always thought, well, politicians, they can't get involved. But this morning, I just left a message saying, you know, unless something is done to counteract Fox and all the others that they have, nothing's ever going to change because they're winning. And I just wanted to see what you thought about that.
Well, so far they're winning. I mean, you know, and they're doing it with, you know, sneaky stuff. I mean, you know, purging 4.2 million people off the voting rolls is no small thing.
Right. That also and all the lying, because Fox Channel is the number one channel. They have the ear of the American people, it seems like, right now. Nothing's being done to counteract that, right?
Yeah. Well, several million Americans, yes. We tend to exaggerate the significance of just one particular outlet, but the Republicans have this entire right-wing media infrastructure. It starts with a podcast, and then it goes to Fox, and then it goes to all the right-wing radio stations, and then it goes to the mainstream media. I think your analysis is correct, Karen. As long as they're getting away with it, they'll continue doing it. The question is, how much longer can they get away with it? I think Americans are starting to wake the hell up. I mean, Donald Trump and Elon Musk, in terms of opinion polls, are just falling off the edge of the earth. People are starting to show up at Republican town halls, at Democratic town halls.
Yeah, I think
they're raising hell.
I saw that on Rachel Maddow, I think, the other night. Yeah. And I was just like, oh, yay. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's the thing. That's why I think it's so important. Right now, you know, Democrats can, frankly, in my opinion, could do a lot more than they're doing. But most of that has to do with just yelling. On the other hand, Republicans could actually stop this. And that's why I think probably, historically, the people I speak to are the people who have the ear of elected Democrats, you know, who represent them. And in other words, if you call your senator, your member of Congress, and you can demonstrate that you're a constituent, that you live in their district, they will take you much more seriously than if you're out of town. And, you know, I encourage Democrats to get their Democratic representatives to, you know, pass this legislation or introduce this bill or do this thing, right? But right now, we need people who live in Republican districts. I need people, America needs people who live in red states or who live in blue states but are represented by Republicans in Congress to be calling them and saying, why aren't you standing up to this destruction of, you know, 236 years of American democracy? When did we become Russia? Why do we have this orange guy who thinks he's king you know, telling us that, you know, we should all behave like he's Putin. Why do we have, you know, U.S. attorneys threatening members of Congress for speaking out? Why do we have media being sued? Why, you know, what the hell is going on in this country? People in red districts need to be calling their members of Congress and raising absolute hell and demanding that these people hold town halls. So that's,
even if we're not, because I live in California, if I call some of the Republicans, do you think that would have any effect?
I don't think it would hurt, but, you know, it will not have as much impact as somebody in Iowa calling Chuck Grassley. I mean, you know, you're calling. But, you know, go ahead and call your Democratic members. You absolutely should. Right. 202-224-3121. You know, we need to let them know that we're paying attention. We need to let them know that we want them to stand up. We want them to start behaving like AOC and Jasmine Crockett and Sheldon Whitehouse and you know, Jamie Raskin and, you know, these other members of the House and Senate who actually are exhibiting courage. You know, Robert Garcia.
Right. I was going to call the two senators, and I forgot. I'm glad you reminded me to thank them for not voting for Cash Patel, too.
Yeah, so, absolutely. And call your member of the House and just encourage them to have some spine to stand up. There are still things that we can
do. Yeah, that was one of the things I'd said today, too, also about that we need you guys to be fierce right now.
Yep,
you know,
absolutely.
The dictator are in the door. They're in the House. We need you guys to be fierce right now.
Yep. Well said. Karen, I have to move along, but thank you for the call. Well said. Stephen in Kula, Hawaii. Hey, Stephen, what's up?
Hey, Tom. During the campaign, you wrote a fictional letter from jail to Louise after you'd been incarcerated for your political views as part of the media. Now that Cash Patel is going to be the new FBI director, I heard him say that he's going to go after the media and people in the media who helped Biden promote his so-called lies. So just asking you, how are you feeling?
I'm concerned. You know, I'm fairly low on the food chain, you know, but that doesn't offer me any insulation. I'm concerned. And you know, it's one of the reasons that, you know, we all need to be supporting progressive media. And I'm not talking about sending us money. I'm talking, you know, share the good word. You know, tell your friends how you listen to this program and other programs. I'm not obviously the only one out here. Midas Touch now has the biggest podcast in America. They're, you know, good progressives. You know, in fact, we've been trying to get them on the program here for weeks. There's a lot of good progressive programming out there, and we need to be supporting these folks. We really do. Stephen, thanks for the call. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, Tom. You know, I was just thinking when you opened a program, you spoken about before about America beginning as an idea. It still is an idea. And there are no words, however great the Constitution is, that can capture that. There has to be a shared sense of morality for it to work.
Yep.
And, you know, I think that some people don't get it. I don't know if morality can be learned. It should be, you know, born into you, that you know what's right and wrong and about suffering and, you know, and all that. And, you know, that bothered me. And I think that one of the major problems is this ability for the president to, let anybody go, you know, that process where he can get anybody off from jail or something. And that's given them free range, because no matter what they do, Elon Musk could, you know, kill a baby or something and he could get off. They have
no, he is killing babies right now, millions of them in the third world.
Right. And quickly, I remember the Cathars, which were a sect of Catholics that were in France in the 12th century. And they were...
They created the Knights Templar, didn't they?
No. Well, they got along with them. But they had a separate type of Catholicism where they were Gnostic and where homosexuality was okay and everything. And they were also very rich. So the Pope hated them, and he wanted to organize the first the first event where they started killing people, a crusade, and he couldn't get anybody to go. So he said, anybody who joins the crusade can get into heaven. And so all these people joined up, And they went out and they raped and killed and burned people alive because they knew they were going to heaven.
Yeah.
And that's what the power of the pardon is sort of like.
Yeah.
What happened at the end of this, they also went after the Knights of Templar. And at the end of this, whatever you want to call it, pogrom, the last 13 Knights of Templar were executed on Friday the 13th. Mm. And that's where that thing comes from.
Yeah. I've heard it also comes from the Book of Esther, when Esther had basically saved the Jews by having Haman hanged because Haman was going to execute Mordecai, that hanging of Haman happened on Friday the 13th.
Right.
And because that was a great Jewish celebration, the Catholics turned it into a bad day, I'm no scholar of this stuff.
Right.
I just, read these things over the years.
Well, one last thing. Isn't the military the third rail of the third rail? If they start violating it, it's in every state. They have military industries
one
in every
hopes,
state.
Bill.
And
one hopes,
in every state.
I mean, we thought Social Security was the third rail, and he just fired a bunch of Social Security people yesterday. We'll see. We'll see. Bill, thanks for the call. As Mike Dirks used to say, the great Zen philosopher. We'll see.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
45 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Blue Monday has been a thing ever since a British psychologist came up with it 20 years ago.
Today is the day to rewrite the lyrics to Blue Christmas.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'll have a Blue Monday when it's cold.
Nice, nice. That is my new favorite thing.
Yes.
Right there. That was awesome.
See you in the bumpers.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olsen joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
Matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
I was tangled in the headlines, caught up in the noise. The weight of the world had stolen my joys. I grabbed my coat, left my phone behind. Told myself it's time to unwind. The city fades as the highway bends. The air turns clean where the pavement ends. Go find your mountain, your valley, your stream, where the air feels lighter and your soul can dream. When the world feels heavy, let it all fall away. There's peace
in the wild where the trees soften sway. We have the largest park in a city in the world. And I mean, it's like thousands of acres, and it's on it's in this kind of low mountain range. You know, it's like, you know, 2,000-3,000 feet at the most, I think maybe 2,000 feet. And every weekend, every morning, every Saturday and Sunday morning, Louise and I go out and climb a mountain. And to Forest Park. You should look it up if you've never heard of Forest Park. If you come to Portland, you got to visit Forest Park. And it's just amazing. And what a great song. All right, Ann in Trinity, Florida. Hey, Ann, thanks for listening to WMNF. What's up?
Hey, Tom. Thank you very much for what you do. And thank you very much to your callers.
Yeah.
They are actually just amazing. Amazing.
I agree.
I wanted to talk about DEI a little bit, but regarding what the previous caller just said, I'm in Florida, and Andrew Warren was removed by DeSantis. The judge ruled that what DeSantis did had no standing and that he shouldn't have removed Warren. Warren never got his seat back.
Oh, really? Warren was, yeah. What seat was that? What position did Warren hold?
Andrew Warren, he was a prosecutor in the Tampa area.
Oh, yeah. He was the prosecutor who said he wouldn't prosecute, quote, illegal immigrants. Was that the deal?
I want to say it was more of abortion. I think it was more of a Planned Parenthood type of stuff than he said. But he, and actually, so DeSantis put someone in his seat, and she actually won election this time for the seat.
Yeah.
But her actually, the crime has actually gone up in Tampa under her. Anyway, I was calling really regarding the fact that I really feel like we have got to put a nail in the DEI coffin once and for all. And it really should have been easier than I think we've made it. I think that there are vast amounts of people across the U.S. that have had jobs in places where the owner has had his son, which is typically the son, kind of comes in and takes over. The son never worked there. He spent his summers doing whatever. He went off to college and didn't get that, you know, cush job after college. And the easy paying job was walking into whatever dad had going on. And I think people have had, you know, just been in sure. places of employment where, you know, the person that's doing the hiring hires the buddy that's never worked there, doesn't have any experience.
No, I keep saying so DEI stands for Don, Eric, and Ivanka.
Yeah, I mean, we need to take it back to the fact that a lot of people are promoted because they're white males, and it's because of who they know. It's not because they started in the paper, the mailroom.
Yep.
And I think if we kind of bring it back to that mailroom, some of these older generation than myself will maybe kind of catch on to that. I think that you know, we just really need to kind of put that. And I just think that that's an experience that a lot of people have had. My husband said to me one time that one of the best things that from college that he got is the connections that he has been able to make from workplace and just hiring and things like that.
Yeah, it's called the Old Boy Network.
Yeah. And so that's just out there. And so I really think, you know, and I think we also need to remind people that women are a minority. You know, people kind of too often want to think of minority and color, and they don't really kind of.
The principal beneficiaries of DEI programs have been women, white women, actually.
Yes.
beneficiaries. And, you know, this is why I wrote that piece, 2 days ago, I think it was Wednesday, maybe it was Thursday, maybe it was yesterday. That, you know, DEI, the meme that Republicans use when they say DEI, what they mean is replacing competent white people with incompetent black people or incompetent women. When, in fact, what DEI does is guarantee that the most competent people are selected for the job, regardless of their race and or gender, and that we are opening the door wider to a wider, you know, beyond just white men or just white men and women. And you know, bringing in a larger cohort of potential job applicants, you know, this is just pretty straightforward stuff. You could make an argument, I suppose, back in the day that under affirmative action with regard to college admissions, and this is one of the reasons the Supreme Court knocked it down, that less qualified black people were getting into college in place of more qualified white people. DEI is not like that. DEI does not do that. DEI just says, we're going to open the door wider to more people. But Republicans are running as if it was affirmative action, and they're relying on people assuming that it's like affirmative action, which is now illegal. And so pretty much does not exist anywhere any longer. So, we need to all be saying this as often as possible.
I mean, if anything, DEI helps us to end the guy getting the job just because of who he knew.
Exactly. Or what race he is or what neighborhood he lives in or, you know, yes.
Yes. The socioeconomic. Exactly. And if I could add, I really would like for a lot of our progressive Democrats in the House and Senate to come together and do every afternoon pressers. I mean, Sanders, a White House, a Raskin, a Crockett, a Ocasio-Cortez together would just be fantastic.
No, it needs to be daily, too. It needs to be daily.
On.
You
exactly.
have to pound
exactly.
the message. Yeah, people don't even know they've heard a message until they've heard it seven times. It's an old advertising axiom, but it's true. And thank you. Thanks so much. On the other side of the break, can we all be Chris Klu? I'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will break down all of the most recent news and how it affects all of us here in Wisconsin. Plus, this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump is clearing out top brass at the Pentagon, including firing Air Force General Charles Q. Brown, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Trump is nominating retired Air Force Lieutenant General Dan Kane to replace him. CBS News national security consultant Jeff McCausland.
Many fear the result may be a politicization of the military, whereby now we see military officers being selected for high position, not based on their experience, but based on their political affiliation to a particular political party, something that's never happened in the history of the United States, to the best of my knowledge.
Among the fired officers are the Chief of Naval Operations and the Vice Chief of Staff of the Air Force. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass has ousted Fire Chief Kristen Crowley, citing faulty handling of the devastating wildfires, including choices she said Crowley made early on.
We all know that 1,000 firefighters that could have been on duty on the morning the fires